Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 10th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Helping High School Students Learn the Truth About Falun Gong by a practitioner from China.
China Fahui, Helping High School Students Learn the Truth About Falun Gong by a practitioner from China. It is common in China for parents to enroll high school and primary school students in extra classes. In the neighborhood of some key high schools, there are dozens and even hundreds of tutoring agencies. I lost my job after I was unlawfully sentenced to forced labor camp. After I was released, I became a tutor. It was always one-to-one tutoring with the students, which provided the perfect opportunity to clarify the truth and persuade them to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP-related organizations. I would like to share my experience in clarifying the truth and persuading students to quit the CCP-related organizations in this environment. Each class is 2 hours, with a 10-minute break. I use these 10 minutes to thoroughly clarify the truth each time I have the class. I always lead the students to think independently and won't impose anything on them. For the first class with each student, I just talk to the student about the daily life of their family, asking about their family background in order to understand the student's situation. In the second class, I would ask him or her, "Do you know anything about scaling the wall or how to scale the wall?" Few students know. Then I tell him or her, "Scaling the wall is breaking through the internet blockage in mainland China. If you log on to overseas websites, you will read lots of information that you won't be able to access in China. Information that is true. I have a video that I downloaded from the overseas DynaWeb. I'll share it with you so you can take a look." Then the student becomes interested and I play the program Learning from Lei Feng and Taking Pictures with Ease on NTD TV. I ask him or her to think, "All the teachers in school told us that Lei Feng did so many good deeds without leaving his name. So if he did not leave his name, how did people know that he had done so many good deeds?" Lei Feng lived in the 50s. During his time, an ordinary person usually took one picture in 1 year or even several dozen years. However, Lei Feng, an ordinary soldier, took over 300 pictures in 2 years, and each time there were many pictures as proof of his good deeds. Isn't this intentionally exaggerating his stories? I watched the DVDs with the student. Many children were laughing while watching at how absurd the propaganda was. After watching the video, I would tell them, "Our textbooks lied to us in many situations. The heroic deeds of Lei Feng, Huang Jiguang, and Qi Xiaoyun were all fabricated. Why were they made up? Let me clarify the truth to you." Then, although I did not talk about the truth of DAFA, I gave him or her a concept. The textbook is not trustworthy. Very often, it lies to us. I asked the students whether they wanted to scale the wall. Usually, they said yes, and then I would tell them how to directly scale the wall to have access to more information. They can also download it and share with classmates, protecting their rights for information. For the third class, I would show them a video of NTD's news. I used MP4 format to show both videos and pictures. Since many NTD programs have a strong visual impact, they can easily touch people. The analysis made in the NTD programs are very persuading, logical, and strongly supported. The students were all shocked after watching, and they understood that the media lied to the public in terms of fundamental issues that are of vital importance. In the previous class, I had helped them understand that the textbooks are not trustworthy. This time, I helped them understand that the media is unreliable. For the fourth class, I started to clarify the truth of DAFA. I would tell him or her, we were going to watch the video that exposed the biggest lies that the CCP imposed on all Chinese people and the world's people. I ask them whether they've heard about Falun Gong. They answer yes. Then I ask where they heard the news from. They answer from textbooks. I remind them, the textbooks are full of lies. Now let's watch a video to see whether the textbook material about Falun Gong practitioners going to Beijing for self-immolation is true or not. Let us analyze the CCTV video. Focus, interview. After watching the video that clarified the truth, selected from the second part of a movie produced by Falun Gong practitioners entitled Traveling Heaven and Earth Through Wind and Rain, the students naturally ask why the CCP government defamed Falun Gong. I tell him or her, in order to justify their absurd persecution of Falun Gong. They ask, why do they ban or persecute Falun Gong? I tell them it was because of Jiang Zemin's jealousy. At this point, if I continued with the truth clarification, it might impact my class time. So I tell them that we will continue to talk more in our next class. In the fifth class, I start talking about the violence and viciousness of the CCP, telling them ever since the CCP came into power, it has been killing and has been fake, vicious, and violent, giving some historical facts as necessary. Falun Gong teaches truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and it is completely opposite of the fake, vicious, violent CCP. Inevitably, it becomes a thorn in the CCP's side, and the CCP wants to eradicate it. Jiang Zemin used his power to work with the evil spirit of the CCP to initiate the most tragic and widespread persecution of Falun Gong. In clarifying the truth, I always have to be mindful of the students and watch how they respond. When they have questions, I talk to them and find out what they are thinking. For example, some students said, everything has two sides. The government might have its own reason to crack down on Falun Gong. Doesn't Falun Gong have something bad as well? So I ask him or her, does truthfulness, compassion, forbearance have two sides? Is there anything wrong with following the teaching of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to be a good human person? Then I will lead them to think, if something is really bad from head to toe, then all over the world people will be against it. For example, drugs are bad, so the whole world has banned drugs. The whole world has also condemned bin Laden for his terrorism. As for Falun Gong, it is legal to practice all over the world, has spread to over 100 countries, and received over 1,000 proclamations. Everywhere it spreads, Falun Gong is warmly welcomed by the people and supported by the governments. Only in mainland China is it banned and persecuted. Is this normal? Shouldn't we think about it? If Falun Gong is really not good, then not only the government in mainland China, but also in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Macau, and all over the world, people would be against it. I show him or her MP4 pictures of how Falun Gong has spread all over the world and copies of the proclamations given to Falun Gong in different countries, carefully selected and stored in my MP4. In the ninth series of the movie, We Tell the Future, it talked about how 500,000 Hong Kong residents took to the street against the Hong Kong Article 23 legislation and eventually had it dropped. This video is very persuasive. After watching these videos, the students understand the situation of Falun Dafa having spread all over the world, and that among the Falun Gong practitioners, there are many ethnic groups, nationalities, and other countries and areas, including Taiwan, only one straight away from mainland. Also, in both Hong Kong and Macau, which have returned to China, there are many people who practice Falun Gong. Then they understand that Falun Dafa belongs to the whole world, and it is truly the mighty virtue Dafa. After having clarified the basic truth, the sixth class is used to persuade them to quit the CCP-related organizations. I first ask, can you use your cell phone to access the internet? If so, I ask him or her to search the rock formation that had the characters Death to the CCP mysteriously carved into it in Baidu. Very soon the search results came up. If the students cannot go online, I would show him or her the pictures in the MP4. I tell them, the rock formation has been verified by geologists that this rock was formed 270 million years ago. There is no trace of man. The strokes of the characters had fossils of seaweed, and 200 million years ago, Guizhou was just a large sea. 500 years ago, the rock broke open, and this message appeared. The geologists claimed that the characters on the rock were formed by nature. The probability of this happening is next to nothing. When something with the probability of zero actually happens, it indicates the will of heaven. Heaven intends to destroy the CCP. Good people should not be buried with the CCP. Then what should we do? Make a statement to quit the CCP-related organizations to eradicate the vicious vow made when joining, and to go along with the heavenly will so as to stay away from the disasters and keep safe. With all the background and visual support, the effect is very good. The students ask how to quit. For those who already know how to scale the wall, I would teach them how to go onto the Daijuan website to quit the CCP-related organizations. For those who did not know how to scale the wall, I offer to help them quit the party. Some students used their real names, while others used an alias. The majority did quit. This is my basic process for clarifying the truth and persuading students to quit the CCP. This does not apply to every student. I adjust the contents, procedures, and methods according to their situations. I usually clarify the truth before I persuade them to quit, but sometimes I persuade them to quit before I clarify the truth. It all depends on their situations and is adjusted accordingly. 10 minutes is usually enough, since I will have covered the basic truth in the first 6 classes. If the students are accepting, I add more content so that the students will have deeper understanding of the truth and better understand the evilness of the CCP. For example, when I show the students the NTD programs related to the scene of the tank crashing over the students at Tiananmen Square, the students are shocked. I give a brief background of the June 4 incident and tell them, this incident happened several years before you were born. The history that is so close to us, yet you did not even know, since the evil CCP has covered up the truth of our history. When I show them the flash about the art of Jin Shenren, Truth, Compassion, Tolerance, International Exhibition, they can see the tortures that Dafa disciples are suffering. I tell them, just because they are persistent in the belief of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, they are suffering unbearable tribulations in order to let more people know the truth and save them from disaster. I talk about the largest crime ever on this planet, the vicious organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The students can hardly believe it, saying it really challenges the bottom line of their acceptance. I provide facts to analyze it and assure them that it is true. I show students the video of the blossom of the Udumbara flowers and tell them that many magical things happen in the stones. Not only can they talk, referring to the stone formation, living flowers can blossom from them. The Udumbara flowers blossom once every 3,000 years. The Buddha scriptures said, when the Udumbara flower blossoms, it is the time for the holy king who turns the wheel to descend to save the sentient beings. The wheel is Falun, and the holy king who turns the wheel is Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. Udumbara flowers have now appeared all around the world. The prophecies of the Buddha scriptures have been verified. The reason the heavenly secrets have always been revealed in stone is because the Chinese character Shi for stone and the character Shi for truth are homophones. The stone tells the truth, and the things that the stone tells are true. For students interested in traditional culture, I tell them the heavenly secrets inside the Chinese characters. For students who love dance and music, I have them watch Shen Yun. To help students learn to say Falun Dafa is good, I show them the video of The Water Knows the Answers. To a certain degree, it will break their atheistic ideology, and they can believe that all things have a spirit. And then I will tell them, when water receives positive messages, it will display beautiful crystallization. 90% of our human body consists of water. If each water molecule is a beautiful crystal, wouldn't our whole body be beautiful and healthy? The students reply, yes. Then I help them to think. If every day we give the most positive messages to every water molecule in our bodies, then the molecules will always be beautiful and healthy, right? The answer is yes. Then I tell them, in this world, there are 9 words that send out the most righteous message that can rectify all abnormal states in our mind and body. These 9 words are truthfulness, compassion, tolerance is good. Falun Dafa is good. If you recite these 9 words every day, you will be beautiful, healthy, and wise. Do you want to give it a try? For some students who continued to recite Falun Dafa is good, they made academic progress and their physical health improved. Of course, there were some who recited the 9 words but could not see any result, so they gave up. There were also people who do not believe that saying Falun Dafa has divine power, so they refused to recite the 9 words. I did not get attached to any of this. Everyone has different enlightenment quality, and they have different predestined relationships. So long as they understand the basic truth of Dafa and quit the CCP, they will have a future. There was an 8th grade girl who I clarified the truth to. After agreeing to quit the CCP, she talked to me. Our teacher once asked me to join the Youth League, and I replied to her, I'd rather practice Falun Gong than to join the Youth League. I was very surprised and asked her, do you know what Falun Gong is? She said she did not know. She had just heard the term. She did not know why that sentence burst out of her. I understood that it was her understanding side that spoke such a sentence. I immediately clarified the truth of Dafa to her and taught her to say, Falun Dafa is good. Later, I gave her the Dafa amulet. Eventually, she obtained the Fa. I downloaded the Dafa books to the MP4 and gave it to her. She persisted in studying the Fa, and she also learned how to send forth righteous thoughts. When she was taking her final exam in 9th grade, because the exam was very difficult, the majority of her classmates cheated, but she did not. When she met with difficulties, she would recite, Falun Dafa is good, and beg for Master's help. She advanced over 12 students and did better than those who cheated. There was a high school boy who I first persuaded to quit the CCP. In order for him to see clearly the evilness of the CCP, I talked about the June 4 movement first. I said to him, during the June 4th movement, I was attending junior high school. I saw on TV there were tanks driving on Tiananmen Square. The news announcer said that the gangsters took over the tanks and drove all over the square. Think about it. Tanks. How could an ordinary person drive them? Even soldiers in the army had to receive special training. How would several university students be able to take them and drive them away? Also on TV, I saw a military vehicle. Its engine broke down, and a group of gangsters swarmed over and beat the soldiers inside the vehicle to death with stones. The soldiers had guns, and they could use the guns to protect themselves. What do you think is faster, a stone or a gun? So what we saw or heard is not necessarily the truth. If we use our minds to analyze it, then we will know what is true and what is false. I was not planning to clarify the truth to him immediately. I just wanted him to think with his own mind and not blindly believe everything he heard so as to lay a foundation for clarifying the truth to him next time. But this boy asked me right away, so for the self-immolation incident at Tiananmen Square, isn't this also false? I was surprised with his enlightenment quality and replied, it is false. It seems that you can think independently. I clarified the truth of the self-immolation and the truth of Daffa to him right away. He was very willing to listen and agreed to quit the CCP-related organizations. There was also a girl in seventh grade. For no apparent reason, I persuaded her to quit the CCP-related organizations on the first day of class. During the second class, I clarified the truth to her without any of my normal preparation. I did not know why I treated her differently. As it turns out, she took only two classes with me, and then the director moved her to another teacher for scheduling reasons. Then I understood why I was so eager to clarify the truth to her. Everything was arranged by master. If she had been moved to a different teacher before I clarified the truth to her, she might have lost the opportunity to be saved. An 11th grade girl from out of town came to do the makeup classes during winter vacation for 7 sessions. Usually 7 classes would be enough, but for several days I had many classes and every day was fully scheduled. I felt very tired and did not feel like going through the same process with her, since she said she would also come during the summer vacation. I would talk to her during summer then. So for the first, second, and third class, I did not clarify the truth to her. At the fourth class, I felt something was not right. What if she did not come during the summer vacation? What if she lost the opportunity to be saved because of my laziness? So for the next 4 classes, I tried to condense the content by picking the very important parts. I clarified the truth clearly to her, and she also quit the CCP organizations. When summer vacation came, this girl did not show up. I felt lucky that I did not miss the first opportunity. I understand that this is the environment for me to save sentient beings. Master arranged for me to save sentient beings in this profession, so I should definitely do it well. However, many times I did not do well. There were 2 students. One sister worked for the Public Security Bureau, and the other one's father worked as a traffic policeman. Out of the dirty attachment of fear, I did not clarify the truth to these 2 students, and I felt really guilty about it. Also, among the other tutors and staff members, I only clarified the truth to a few of them. I was afraid that if they knew, they would not allow me to clarify the truth to the students. This fear is something that I need to break through. I hope I can do so as soon as possible. It is Master who opened up my wisdom to use different ways to clarify the truth to students. I also benefited from the fellow practitioners sharing articles on the Daffa practitioners' websites. Thank you, our most benevolent Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners, for your help.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.